We now come into the dates of Advent in the third and fourth weekend. So all of our prayers and the readings start with December 17th, 18th, 19th, all the way to Christmas Eve. And it's one thing that's very interesting for me. I think it's annoying for others is the fact that the first reading in the gospel according to Matthew begins with 17 verses of names, the genealogies, and it always starts at Christmas Eve. And so the biggest crowd will have this, and maybe Easter, is this reading. So first, it's a good time to practice myself and just sound like I'm proud of the names, because I don't know Hebrew, which is translated obviously to English. But, and then others, I'll be honest, I mean, they can be people that are just, you know, their eyes are, I mean, rolling around, and why are they reading this again every year? And but I'll stand with that. I will. It's a good time to teach. It's a time to remember our history and how important the genealogies are in their culture. I mean, if you did that, if you flip this over to a different religion like Judaism or Islam or Mormon, they would have readings, I'm guessing, some similar like this. And not all of us would be able to go into their type of worship. Where we give people coming into church, you know, that haven't been to church all year, and make it try to be like, you know, the soup version of our belief and our lecterns and our readings and our mass, to kind of make it smaller for them. Well, guess what? We're Catholic. I mean, if you want to see the rhythm of our masses and our beliefs, you need to be there. And obviously, as I preach to the daily massers here at International Falls and beyond, you get that because you come to Mass almost every day. You have the rhythm. That's part of the liturgy itself. You're going to have readings like this that, that's odd. I wonder why it's odd. You've heard the readings before. You probably know it right away. You might not know the names, but you'll probably know a few. To kind of finish this homily, you know, this is the only, at least this or another place, maybe in Luke, there's only four women, which is kind of a revolution in a genealogy in the Old Testament. And we got to have the spectacles of the Israelites that were writing that in the Old Testament, and Matthew, which usually women were never on a list. There's always men, which, you know, some people would say, well, that's why, because it's a patriarchal system and they hate women and blah, 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 blah. Well, actually, they're making a revolutionary right there. I mean, this is about Mary and Jesus, both. Not just men. And then the other is the numbers. I'll just finish as a reading finished today. Thus, the total number of generations from Abraham to David is 14 generations. From David to the Babylonian exile, 14 generations. From Babylonian exile to the Christ, 14 generations. Meaning God, who is our creator, knew the numbers, knew the people, knew the names before they were even born. And that's why we come these last few days of Advent, to really celebrate in the rhythm of our liturgy for the birth of Jesus Christ.